Okay, so we're going to see, we're going to try the to define this three-way machlokas on about the Kedusha that's chal on the Sukkah on the Gemara and Tesam and Aleph. Right? It's three shitas, no? Because the question is, what does it mean? And what's the Daraisa idea of the, what's the Daraisa idea of Kshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga Kshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah? So we have three opinions. Forget about how they come to it with the muktzah question, but the bottom line is there are three interpretations of the kedushas hasukkah. Yeah, am I wrong? Isn't it? It's all part of the same. It's all part of the interpretation of the kedushas hasukkah. But there are three shitas, aren't there? There are three shitas. Reina Tam says it's just the sheer Hechsher Sukkah that has the Kedushas Hashem, right? The Rush holds it's the entire entity, right? But he holds it's only the Schach. And the Rambam holds it's the entire entity of the Schach and the Fanos, right? Okay.
The
Re and
Rabbeinu Tam could have that
machlokas
within the walls as well.
The Re and Rabbeinu Tam, you could break it up into two questions. Are the walls included or not? And whatever you hold is included, how much of it is included? Okay, but there are three sheets here. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So let's just think about it more in a general sense for right now. I know we started before Yontif, but let's just review and think about it in a general sense. What's the drush over here? What's the drush? We're going from what? From the idea that there's a Kedusha, that there's a Shem Shemayim Chal on the Chagiga, right? And we're saying, Kishem Shem Shemayim Chal on the Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim on the Sukkah. So what is the Chalos? What's the Shem Shemayim on the Chagiga? What's the Chalos Shem Shemayim on the Chagiga? So we were saying that that's a real kedusha of the guf, right? Because the chagiga is a carbon, right? And it's designated legavoa, and that's a real kedushas damim, right? That's a real kedushas damim. And what's the halacha? And it has a heter. There's a heter after Haktar Se Murim that the person can be nene from it, right? He can eat it. The Adam is zocha to it after the Haktar Se Murim. But how is he zocha to it? So Rashi explains, right? The zochubu boser chachi mishulchan gavoa, ki ever anoto pras. That what?
Isn't he just zochah to it because the fulfillment was reached?
So he says, right, l'achar haktar zeimurim, there's an iser ad l'achar haktar zeimurim. One second. Shem Shemayim Chal Aleim LeOsron Ad LaAchar Haktaras Emurim, right? Because after Haktaras Emurim, the Zochu Bu Basar Ochim Bul Shulchan Gavol Kevod Anot LaPras. So after the Haktaras Emurim, Rashi's saying that's the full, that's the kiyum of the Mizbeach, right? That's when it has its full kiyum Mizbeach. And after that, After that, the Odom is Zoche to it, like an Eved Hanoto Pras. What does it mean, Eved Hanoto Pras? It means after the fulfillment of the Korban, now he gets his portion. Right? Now he gets his portion. Okay. But you need, like we mentioned, you need some sort of, you need the fulfillment of the Chefza in order to be moderate to the Adam, right? Because it has the Kedushas, the Kedusha. Okay, but the question is, has that carry over to Sukkah, right? As we were thinking about. Has that carry over to Sukkah? Right, I mean, it's a little different because even by the kachim, eating the carbon, eating the buster is really still a kiyum, still a mitzvah of achilas kachim. You never really completely, you're not done with the mitzvah. It's not like the mitzvah is over. It's just there's no more iser hana. The iser hana and the cheftza is removed. After the boser has a, after the emurim have a kiyum, after the shulch, after the mizbeach has its kiyum, then your zochem your shulchan gavah. But it's not really like the mitzvah is over, because there's an iser noser afterwards.
Has that zochem from shulchan gavah? I don't see how.
So what does it mean as zochem shulchan? So what does it mean as zochem shulchan gavah? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Like you're saying that's the continuation.
But it's more than that. What does it mean? Zochem Yisholchan Gavah. It means it's not yours, right? It means it's not yours. The whole behemah is a chefza, is in the Rishus Gavah. It's in the Rishus of Mikdash, right? And your achila is also in the Rishus of Mikdash. You get a your Zochem Yisholchan Gavah. Right. It's not like you retain some ownership over it, and you use part of it for the mizbeach, and you retain the rest. Right. The whole cheftza really had a shame of carbon, and you had no rishus in any of the cheftza. You had no ordinary bilus over it. But once the mitzvah of hakrava is complete, then you have a right to it. Mushul Fungava. Okay, but the point that I'm trying to focus on is that by Mikdash and Karbon, there's a real din of the Cheftza. The Cheftza is really more than just an ordinary Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. Right? It's actually, there's a bilus of Kajim on it. There's a bilus of Mikdash on it. Right. Even if you would get a mum, for instance, you have to be poda. If you can't bring it for some reason, we have to do a redemption. Right. Okay. So that's what I'm trying to focus on over here, and that is going to have to be a difference in. It would seem there's going to be a difference between that and regular din of chefta shal mitzvah. Right. That you can compare it to Chagiga in a certain sense, but there's something that's different. There's something you can't compare it to. There's an element of Chagiga you can't compare it to. A regular Chefta Shal Mitzvah doesn't have a din of being Mukdash. I mean, it doesn't have that din of a Chefta with a bilus of the Gavor. It's your object that is your object that what? That is designated for a specific mitzvah. In other words, for instance, if I'm Makdash and Behemah and it goes and it gores somebody, right? It's not mine. But if I build a sukkah and it falls on somebody, yeah. So I think when we're thinking about this, it's important to keep that in mind, that there is There's some element that's not going to carry over. And it could be that in that sense, that's where the Rishonim are arguing. Yeah. In other words, it becomes a difficult problem because the Gemara is saying there's something like a real Kedusha that's Chal, but there's no real Chefza. There's no real Chefza of Kedushim in the normal sense. That's what we were saying, that's what we were trying to say the other time. That if you have a Chefza of Karban, you can't just say, I'm done with my mitzvah, and therefore the Kedusha is Poka Kedusha, say. There's no concept like that. There's no just automatic Kafka of the Kedusha. There's a real serious matter of Kedushas Haguf. And that's why even the Achilas Kodshim has to be through the Akiyam of Kodshim itself. Right? You can't take that busser of the shlumim and take it and eat it anywhere in any way you want, right? So, but by mitzvah, you don't have that element. You don't have that element by sukkah of a real kedusha saguf, of a real kedusha dam. You also, what do you have? So, what do you have then? What do you have? You have the designation for a specific purpose. You can't. Now, the point I'm trying to make is when we're looking at the comparison, you can't simply say the sukkah has a shame of carbon. Doesn't have a kedusha like that. It's not a real. Doesn't have a true kedusha like that. It has a kedusha in a different sense. It has a kedusha in the sense that there is. That it's designated and involved in mitzvah, right? See, I saw the Rav has a very good point because he says that in truth the Haktaras Emurim is not ma'akev. If you lost the Emurim, you wouldn't need it. But because really the Zrika is normally considered the fulfillment of the Karban. Now the thing is, if you have the Emurim, then you can't eat the basar until the emurim are brought. But if the emurim were tameh, for instance, then you wouldn't need them. So he wants to say, you see, it's not really talking about the kedusha that has to do with the fact that there's a mitzvah to be done. That's why Rashi, that's what he wants to say. That's why Rashi highlights the emurim as opposed to the zrika. Because the emurim is the reason why you can't have the emurim, you can't eat the basar until the emurim is because there's a mitzvah to be done, there's hakrava to be done. But really, in terms of the emurim, in terms of kedusha, they're not ma'akev. All right, it's an interesting point. But anyway, so what's the machlokas now? So the rush holds what? The rush holds that the entire heftz of the schach has an isra na, and Rabbeinu Tam holds only the shir hechsher sukkah. So we were trying to work out, factually speaking, that Rabbeinu Tam's shir, Rabbeinu Tam's din is what? How do we say factually? Factually speaking, what's Rabbeinu Tam holding? Which part is the shir hechsher sukkah?
Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam.
We didn't go into Rabbeinu Tam's.
Yeah, we did. We did.
What do you mean, which part? When you get down to the last Shabbat
show? No, so we were trying to say that this Mustavri means that there's when you get down to the minimal sukkah. You can remove pieces as long as you're not removing, as long as you're not undoing the sukkah. As long as you're not sosir, the minimal shear sukkah. Right? Remember that, Jonah?
Are those just the facts?
No, because it's not clear. What does he mean, the minimal shir sukkah? Does it mean the way you build it? Does it mean... what are they arguing? So that's what we were trying to say the other time. That what are they really arguing about? Broadly speaking, what are they arguing about? The Rush is saying... By the way, Morris, you asked this question last time. I saw they wanted, so the Achronim say that unless you, until you sit in the sukkah, there's no kedusha. Because otherwise it's just hazmana. Remember we were talking about that? Hazmana. So how does it come out factually speaking? That what? According to the Rosh, whatever is participating in the mitzvah of sukkah, whatever has the shame of sukkah, right, the schach, the entire schach, has the shame of sukkah, so that has a din of, that has the kedushas Hashem. Now, as the Rosh is saying, you have to view the whole Heftza. It's true, it's not like a carbon. But what this din is telling you is that there is a Heftza Shel Mitzvah. And whatever has the shame of Heftza Shel Mitzvah has an Isser as long as the Mitzvah is extant. Right? It's not a full Kedushas. It's not like a real Kedushas Haguf. It's not like a Kedushas Damim that you have to be coded after the Chag. But the carryover is that in Kedushim you have a real Gufa Dover. But in Mitzvah you have a Chefza insofar as there is a Chovas HaMitzvah. You have a Chefza insofar as there is an Asiyas HaMitzvah. Right? So whatever Chefza is part of the mitzvah is going to be have the kedushas mitzvah. Doesn't matter if you don't need all of the sukkah or not, right? Just basically speaking, let's just get some basic concept here. And the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam is saying. And Rabbeinu Tam is saying what? Yeah, see, he seems to disagree. I think that's his main disagreement. That he's saying you can't talk about a chefza. You can't talk about a chefza per se. That's kodshim, you can talk about a chefza per se. Over here, you can only talk about, you can't say kishem shechal shem shemayim ala sukkah. You can't say the kishem shem shemayim chal ala chagiga, kachem shemayim chal ala sukkah. In the sense that there's a real entity, that there's a real chefza. There's a real chefza, like a chefza per se, that has a din and a shame of kedusha. You can only say what? See, so Jonah was saying maybe Rabbeinu Tam was like this, that it's not the physical structure, it's not just any, it's not a din that any structure that has the shame sukkah on it becomes hooked to like a chefza. That's the way the Rosh is learning. Any chefza, any physical structure that has the shame sukkah with the chalos of the shame sukkah is also a chalos of an iser, of a shame shemayim, right? So no matter how big your sukkah is, there's a certain chalos of sukkah, chalos shame of a sukkah, and that chalos shame of a sukkah creates in the chefza, turns the chefza like an entity, like a similar to an idea of carbon, like an entity of mitzvah, and as a substance, as a physical structure, which is embodying the shame of sukkah, there's a kedusha. That's but if it falls, it'd be mutter according to him, right? But Rabbeinu Tam, Jonah is proposing, is not learning that it goes down to the physical. It's really an isser. It's an isser to be so sere the abstract shame sukkah. The abstract shame sukkah is only going to be affected when you get down to the minimal shear, because there's no qualitative change from a big sukkah, from a sukkah gedola to a sukkah katana. That's just a shear. But in terms of a chalos, it's in terms of the very chalos of sukkah itself that this issur exists, according to Jonah. Right? So the only time there'd be an Isser is when removing a material would remove the shame sukkah itself. So that would only be, I mean, it depends. It depends on the case. It's going to depend on the case. Right? If I go into a big sukkah and I take off the middle pieces of schach, I'm going to be in trouble. Right? If I have a three-wall sukkah and I take out the middle pieces of schach, I'm going to be in trouble. Oh, but the problem is exactly how you define that idea. What does it mean? What does that mean? That there's a what does it mean? There's a chalos shem shemayim al sukkah. Sounds now there really is no. Where's the chalos shem shemayim al sukkah?
Why is it a problem?
Because it doesn't really stand. It's not a substantial. It's not an idea of saying there's any cheft, so that's a hooks anymore. Right. So what we're trying to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that he looks at sukkah and he looks at chagiga. And he says, you can't really say that the sukkah is like the chagiga. Because the chagiga has a cheftza that has its own designation and has its own kedusha. And would require pediyah and all types of halachos of rishus gavoa. But you can't say all that by sukkah. So therefore, he says, it's not speaking about the cheftza at all in terms of a cheftza per se. You don't say that the Shem Shemayim is Chalal HaSukkah and it makes now, like the Rush says, a Cheftza shall mitzvah of Kedusha, shall Sukkah with Kedushas Shemayim on the with the Chalos itself. Rather, all you see from Chagiga is, like the Rav mentioned with the Ketaras, with the Emurim, is that there's an idea of a kedusha, of an asiyas mitzvah, of an object that is participating in your asiyas mitzvah. You understand? So it's not any cheftza per se. You can't point to a cheftza and say, is this consecrated? Does this have kedusha as an object? Only a carbon has a kedusha like that. The only thing I can say about an object is this cheftza a part of my asiyas mitzvah? Do I need this for my asiyas mitzvah? Insofar as it's necessary for asiyas mitzvah, that's the kedusha that it has. It's not really, it never really comes down to a cheftza. It's just, you can't take something, you can't remove your vehicle, and something that is designated as, I'm going to be very careful over here, because I know I'm going to want to fall into a certain trap. But, you watching me, Jonah? I don't want to fall into that trap, saying that anything that was designated for mitzvah has to continue to be participating in mitzvah. Because then I'm falling into, then you get stuck in that problem before, right? But you have to say like this, that the kedusha, the shem shemayim al hasukkah is what? Is what? That you can't remove your vehicle of asiyas mitzvah. You can't, there's a kedusha on the vehicle of asiyas mitzvah itself. Now, what is going to be my vehicle of asiyas mitzvah? Whatever I need, whatever the minimal shear is. In other words, if you're going to start speaking about it from the point of view of the cheftza, you're going to get trapped.
So what happens when you have the big sukkahs though? Where is the shem shemayim chal?
There's no real shem shemayim chal like a cheftza. Can't think about it that way.
So is it a functional designation?
It's like a functional designation, correct. Similar to that. Similar. Not totally, because the whole sukkah is functionally designated. But it means to say that you can't treat a cheftza of sukkah like you treat your own household items. Although it's yours, it belongs to you, you could sell it. You're responsible for it. Everything of bilis is yours, but it's a special kind of a cheftza. There's one thing that you have no rishus over it. and that is to remove it from its ability to perform the mitzvah. That's the only designation. That's the designation that's the Shem Shemayim. It's purely in terms of its ability to. No, he'll say like this. He's saying, to put it in different terms, he would say that it exists in your reshus as a vehicle of asiyas hamitzvah. And you can't remove it from your reshus you can't remove it from your reshus in that sense. In other words, he's saying like this, that when sukkah starts and you take a sukkah and you use it, now you have a special kind of a cheftza. Now you have a different type of an item in your inventory. And it's now not just a mundane structure of tzel, but it's your designated method and vehicle and of kiyum dira basuka. You can't remove it from your reshus as an entity of ki. You must maintain in your reshus this vehicle of kiyum dira sukkah. You can make it smaller, but you can't remove it. Now there is a certain kedusha now that you must maintain a certain type of an entity. And to be sosir it and to be nana from it would be to remove the structure as its from its existence as your kiyum shel mitzvah. You must maintain in your reshus an object shel kiyum mitzvah. That's the only type of an object that you don't have a reshus over. You don't have a reshus over your cheftzoi kiyum shel mitzvah. You must maintain it in an abstract sense. You must maintain in your reshus this cheftzoi shel kiyum mitzvah. That's what it means is a kedusha that's chal on it. Because the kedusha that's chal on it means, in a certain sense, it's out of your reshus. It's not out of your reshus in terms of its damim. The damim are always in your reshus. But once sukkah started and you sat in it, now it became a specialized entity. Now it's not just a regular one of your items. Now you have in your reshus an entity shel kiyum mitzvah. And there's a kedusha that's chal. You must have it now. You cannot remove it.
What do we have to do with learning from Chagiga?
You learn it from Chagiga that there is now forced upon you to maintain a certain entity. It's no longer. All you're learning from Chagiga is that there's a certain kedusha. Kedusha means to say a designation, something that separates it from the rest of your property in a certain sense, but only in the sense of kiyum mitzvah, not in the sense that it's another that is not your cheftz anymore. I mean, there's no doubt it's really a chov on the gavra. I mean, you're right. It's a chiv on the gavra to keep his to maintain. To maintain this kind of an entity in his rishus, that creates an isser.
This chal to a certain extent on that structure specifically.
Yes, this chal on this structure. This structure now is not a regular structure. Now it's an entity of kiyum mitzvah. That's what I'm trying to say. This is the point. I think we're not. I'm trying to say that. That now this entity is not. Let's put it this way. Let me try to solve the mind brain problem. You're gonna leave him solving the mind brain problem.
Not anymore.
Now, is the problem that Chaim is having is like this. Memarashach, is there a kedusha on the in the cheftza? Or is it only or not, right? So if there's a kedusha in the chefza, then everything should be kadosh no matter what. And if there's not, so then what? No, I didn't set it up good. Then how is there any kedusha? What does it mean? There's a chalos shame of kedusha on what? On what? On a non-physical thing? There's a chalos of kedusha on what? Right? That's what's bothering him. If you're going to say it's just this abstract idea of sukkah, it's the abstract, it's the tzura of sukkah, so that's not a physical thing? Right? Either the tzura is chal, let's put it this way, better memarshach. Either the tzura is chal on a chefza, or it's floating above the chefza somewhere. Right? If it's chal on the chefza, the whole chefza is a shame sukkah. So you shouldn't be able to destroy any of it. And if it's not, so then how can you talk about kedusha, something that's not physical? Right? Okay. So what I'm trying to say is like this. That what do we mean that there's a kedusha? It means to say like this. That I'm not saying that it's an ordinary entity of wood and schach. It's not an ordinary entity of walls and schach, with which you must perform a mitzvah. Okay? It becomes to you like a new type of an entity. In other words, let's put it this way. It's not a shade hut which I use for a mitzvah. Okay? It's not a shade hut which I use for a mitzvah. Because that would mean to say that there's no idea in the chefza itself of the asiyas mitzvah. It's just my choosing to use it for this. I could use it for whatever I want, right? That's what it would be if there was no drasha of Kishem Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. But once we say there's a chalos of a Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah, it means to say like this, that once I take a shade hut and I use it or I designate it, whatever it is, for mitzvahs diras sukkah, that's what it becomes now. It becomes the vehicle of mitzvahs yeshiva vasukkah. It becomes a new kind of an entity. It's no longer a shade hut that I use for my mitzvah of diras basukkah. It becomes, by its very essence now, my vehicle of yeshiva basukkah. And now the din is that I must maintain in my rishus, insofar as it is that. Now, what is going to change it from being that type of a structure? See, it's a different type of a structure. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's a different type. But what's going to change it from being that type? Only if it can no longer function for that. In other words, when will it become an ordinary shade hut again? When I can no longer use it for yeshiva basukkah. So now, what is the kedusha? The kedusha's shem shemayim is like this: that if in my rishus I have a cheftza shalkiyam sukkah, I no longer have the freedom to say I don't want a cheftza shalkiyam sukkah. I no longer have the freedom to say that. Now I have a new categorical entity. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a new categorical cheftza. It's categorically different. If it was a shade hut that I want to use for sukkah, then there'd be no categorical change. Because there's no difference, categorically speaking, between a shade hut that I want to use for sukkah and a shade hut I want to use for to sit and watch the sheep. Right? It's just a shade hut with specific purposes. You understand? But that's exactly what the drasha is telling you. That the sukkah that is designated and participates in a kiyam mitzvah sukkah is like a new cheftza now. It's categorically a new entity. And that, in that categorical existence, is exactly what I have no rishus to alter. I have no rishus to alter this, the existence of this kind of a cheftza within my rishus. I must have this. I don't have to have a shade hut for to be a roe or to watch a peros. I don't need that in my rishus. And by will I can make it and destroy it. But once I have an entity shell of a shade hut that's shell dira sukkah, that is out of my control. There's a kedusha now. It's out of my control to alter the presence of that cheftza. But the only thing that would alter the presence of that cheftza is the removal of its ability to exist as that cheftza. So what I'm saying, so how I'm solving the mind-body problem, the mind-brain problem, is like this. That it goes like this. That it's a physical structure with another tzura, with an extraneous tzura related to it. A physical structure with this tzura related to it becomes a different kind of a cheftza totally. And as long as it's physical with this type of a qualification, it's unchanged. That package is unchanged. That categorical entity is unchanged. Anything that is a mind-brain entity is a categorical entity, is a qualitatively different kind of a cheftza. And once that exists, it can't be changed. But as long as I have an entity that's exhibiting this quality, essentially nothing has changed. Essentially nothing has changed. So what is huktza is that categorical existence. I must have in my bilis is now removed insofar as my ability to designate this cheftza back to an ordinary mundane entity of sukkah. I must maintain it in its distinction of being a unique entity of tzel. But what is its uniqueness? Kiyam mitzvah. So as long as I maintain this beginning structure, as long as the original substance of the cheftza shel tzel continues to exist in a way that exhibits kiyam hamitzvah, it essentially has not changed. And that's the only chalos shem shemayim on my rishus. I'm trying to say is the chalos shem shemayim is like on my rishus. I must maintain in my rishus this kind of an entity. It's like a person gives a. It's like a neder. It's like a neder. It's like the difference between neder and nedava, right? Nedava is chal on a cheftza. If a person makes a neder to bring a carbon, and he's mafresh an animal and it gets lost, right? So what does he have to do? He has to bring another one. Why? Because it was chal in his rishus, an obligation to produce a kiyam karban. But if a person makes a nedava and he designates this animal as my shlamim and it gets lost, he's potter. That's it. The difference is sometimes there's a chalos in a specific cheftza, and sometimes there's a chalos in his whole rishus. I'm trying to say over here is it's more like the rishus. That once your rishus has a certain type of an existence, now you don't have the freedom to undo it. But only insofar as, but it's only that kind of an existence because it's a qualitative thing now. That's the only reason why I say I have a new cheftza in my rishus, because it's a new. It exists as in a qualitative sense. Otherwise, it's nothing new. See, what I want to say is that the Rosh says about Rabbeinu Tam, he says it's only in the Schach, right? But the Karban Nisanel, I think, who was on the bottom, he mentions that that's not so clear. Could be the Rosh, could be Rabbeinu Tam, it's really more like the Rambam. See, I think the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam are really very similar. I think the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam are both very similar. That they both hold there's no Kedusha in terms of the Cheftza per se, as a Cheftza. There's no idea of Kedusha being Chal on a Cheftza, like a pure din of a Cheftza. They hold it's only insofar as it's only through the Asiyas HaMitzvah that it gets Kedusha. You understand? According to the Rush, it's similar to carbon. So he looks at the sukkah and he says like this, says, which element over here is really the cheftza? If I would look at it like a true cheftza, so I'd say the schach is really the entity. And everything else, the defanos and all these other things, are just ways of giving fulfillment to the schach. You understand? They're just ways of having a kiyum of my schach. The schach is an entity of tzel, and it has to function in certain parameters, it has to function in a certain area. But when I'm making my walls and when I'm making the walls, it's really only to give expression to the schach properly. Those are all parameters, or they're all ways of making the schach function properly. But in terms of a cheftza of kedusha, it's only the entity of schach. Because if you look at it, because that really is similar to carbon. It is more similar to carbon. Now you isolate a cheftza, and you say, it's not in terms of asiyas hamitzvah. It's in terms of the existence of the cheftza itself. And he says all the drushas by sukkah are really in reference to the schach. That the ikar, in terms of an object, if I would have to isolate and turn and say, where is my cheftza shel mitzvah? Right, where is the cheftza shel sukkah? What is the shame sukkah chal on? The shame of the sukkah is chal on the schach. That's why some say it's a problem to put the schach on before the defanos. Because without the preparations, the shame of the schach can't be chal. But the objective is for the shame of the schach to be chal. But that's only if you look at it in terms of a comparison to chagiga, like looking for a cheftza, looking for an object, and saying now there's a real kedusha of a cheftza too. So then you have to say, well, what is the real cheftza over here? What's the real entity? In terms of abstract idea of sukkah, what's the real entity? So you say, well, everything is geared towards creating a cheftz of schach. So the kedusha is only chal on the schach. But the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam are learning that there's not a kedusha of cheftza here. It's really a kedusha of, in terms of asiyas hamitzvah, like Rav Chaim mentions by the Rambam. And in terms of asiyas hamitzvah, you can't be an osa, you can't be osa mitzvah yeshiva basukka without the defanos too. The only machlokas between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam is going to be like this. So how's it come out? See, the Rambam is somewhat of a mix. The Rambam is somewhat of a mix. Rabbeinu Tam is learning, according to the Rush, let's see if we can line it up in any sensible way here. According to the Rush, it's a real kedushas hacheftza, just mitzad the description of the cheftza itself. So in terms of the cheftza, the schach is the ikar hacheftza. And the defanos are just bringing it out. Right, and for Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, the kedusha stems from asiyas hamitzvah. The only question between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam is when you say there's a kedusha that stems from the asiyas hamitzvah, does that reflect back on the Rambam is learning that's exactly the kind of cheftza that we're talking about. In other words, the Rambam is similar to the Rush. He's also looking for a cheftza, but he says it doesn't make sense to look at the cheftza like a cheftza of kedusha of carbon. It's only a cheftza, like someone else is saying, this is the functional entity. You understand? He says, I understand, if you're going to tell me there's an idea of kedushas hacheftza, it can't be a cheftza like carbon. Because this is a mitzvah. There's no intrinsic kedushas adamim over here. So therefore, he says, it means to say that whatever is functionally part of my mitzvah has a that's the cheftza that we're talking about. It's a cheftza of an asiyas hamitzvah. But then whatever is participating in the asiyas hamitzvah is going to have that same kedusha. Can't differentiate between the walls and the schach anymore. You understand? Whereas Rabbeinu Tam is learning that it's what? Rabbeinu Tam is learning it's a different kind of a kedusha entirely. It's a different kind of a kedusha. It's a kedusha on a categorical existence. So you get three things over here. You get three things. You're either going to get a true cheftza, like the rush, right? And then you don't care about what is required to be yotzi the mitzvah. You just want to know what is the shame of sukkah. Where's the shame sukkah? Shame sukkah is in the schach. That's it. Rambam is saying, you got to look at, since we're carrying over from chagiga, there should be a cheftza here. Right? There should be a cheftza because there is a comparison to chagiga. But you can't make a, but he doesn't hold that, there's a cheftza like chagiga. So it's a cheftza shel asiyah. So whatever is necessary for the asiyah, that is the type of cheftza that we're talking about here. So that's the defanos and the schach, the whole defanos and the whole schach. The functional entity. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a totally different kind of a kedusha. It's a kedusha on maintaining a categorical type of a cheftza. So it is three things.
The Ram and the Rush sing together now.
Well, you can always put, whenever you have three things, you always put two of them together. You can always put two of them together.
You're saying that you thought the Ram was more like Rabbeinu Tam. It doesn't seem like that, no?
The Ram is, well, I don't know. That's what I was saying initially. Now I'm saying he's more like the Rush, because he holds there is a Kedushas Cheftza, but it's not stemming from the Shame Sukkah. He's like a mixture.
When I say it's primarily in Asiya.
I don't know if it's helpful to think about it. Right, it's primarily
Asiya. Pointing toward the Cheftza, because that's...
What I'm saying is, in terms of how they come to it, the Rush, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosas and the Ram are similar. They both pushed away the idea of just a cheftza of the shame sukkah. They both held that the kedusha has to be stemming from the inyan of asiyas hamitzvah, right? But in terms of the final formulation, the Rush and the Rambam are similar, because they both hold in the end is a cheftza that has a kedusha, right? There's actually a particular cheftza that has a shame shemaim. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's like some sort of the new qualitative entity that has the kedusha. It's a kedusha of maintaining the qualitative structure. Whereas according to the Rambam, it's whatever was the functional entity that you designated. According to the Rush, it's the cheftza of the shame sukkah itself. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's neither. It's really just the qualitative entity of sukkah.